Here's the translation of the provided text into English. Russian attacks target nuclear substations, kill 7, Ukraine says. Hungary's waiver from U.S. sanctions on Russian energy is indefinite, minister says. Trump finalizes U.S. Gulf oil lease sale, proposes Alaska sale in 2026. Crude recovers late in session on hopes over U.S.-Hungary meeting. U.S. drillers add oil and gas rigs for third time in 4 weeks. Says Baker Hughes, U.S. urges Europe to stick to oil and gas, not renewables. Trump meets Hungary's Orban to discuss Russian oil economic cooperation. Hungary may get exemption from Russian oil sanctions, Trump says. Serbian parliament supports Kushner's project despite opposition. Major U.S. air traffic staffing shortages snarl thousands of flights. Visa and MasterCard near settlement with merchants would lower fees. WSJ reports FAA issues order prohibiting MD-11 flights pending inspection after fiery UPS jet crash. Russia stocks lower at close of trade. MOX, Russia index unchanged. UPS FedEx ground MD-11 fleets after deadly Louisville crash. Major retailers promise a cheaper Thanksgiving, but there's a twist. Pfizer wins $10 billion bidding war for Metsera as Novo Nordisk exits. Argentina will build reserves and buy back bonds, Caputo tells bankers. Bloomberg News reports, how long will it take for China to narrow the U.S. lead in high-end chips? AI to shop for you as PayPal, Visa, and MasterCard building for agentic commerce. China suspends ban on exports of gallium, germanium, antimony to U.S. Consumer credit sees unexpected surge, surpassing forecasts. Swiss economy minister has very constructive. Conversation with U.S. Trade Representative Nigeria's army chief vows to crush insurgents amid U.S. pressure over religious violence. U.S. employment report will not be published again as government shutdown drags on. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index dips, underperforms expectations. DeepSeek researcher pessimistic over AI's impact in startup's first public appearance since success. World food prices fall for second consecutive month in October. UN's FAO says Taiwan October exports log biggest growth in nearly 16 years on strong AI demand. Talks to end U.S. shutdown look promising. Senate Majority Leader says U.S. Supreme Court lets Trump withhold $4 billion in food aid funding for now. In shutdown fight, fiscal hawks in U.S. Congress push for flat spending. Japan to seek boosting investment with upcoming economic stimulus. Nikkei says, here's how AI and tariffs can impact the U.S. economy. According to Morgan Stanley, what if markets are too relaxed about inflation? Will AI transform the economy or just boost productivity? What is the risk of USD-JPY intervention? U.S. Senate rejects bill to restore federal worker pay, remains at odds over shutdown. EOS climbs 13% in a Green Day hash, global report on Meet 48, from idol-making factory to AI UGC and Web3 entertainment platform. Are currency ructions and crypto demand linked? Morgan Stanley investigates. Marin, stablecoins may lead to lower rates. Whitebit expands in Argentina and Brazil. Litecoin climbs 10% in rally. Bitcoin price today falls to $100 as valuation concerns bring deep weekly loss. Bybit PWM posts 16.9% fund return as crypto markets weather uptober shock. LP Free Perpetuals Exchange lever up available now. Powered by Monad Vertex reports promising 48-week data for PAV, TASIS, SEPT, and kidney diseases. Merck's oral PCSK9 inhibitor shows 55.8 LDL reduction in trial. Vor Bio's IgA nephropathy drug shows 55 reduction in proteinuria. Amgen's repathicates risk of first the art attack by 36 cent. In trial South Star Battery Metals increases private placement to 667 million. Kathy Wood's ARK stock trades highlight major moves in Tesla and Trade Desk. NextGen Digital completes first tranche of private placement Magellan. Aerospace declares quarterly dividend of a 5 per share. Evaxion presents new immune data for AI-designed cancer vaccine.